Here's Pastor Dave Rolfe with a question for you to mull over.
What's your standard for truth? Who do you believe? When they say something, you're like, oh, that's it. Is it a theologian? Is it a theological system? Is it a preacher on the radio? Is it, you know, a book that you like or a musician that you respect or Oprah? Or who is it that's ultimately the one that you go, okay, this person likes it, so therefore I'm in. Maybe it's somebody really godly and good. Maybe it's your pastor. Maybe it's your parent or someone like that. No one deserves to be the truth to you except God the Holy Spirit living inside of you. And anything else that you're using for truth is going to turn into lies ultimately.
Wake up my soul. Wake up early in the day. Wake up my hand. And the instrument I play. My voice, let the world hear me say, you are worshiped and exalted here today.
Throughout life, there are many things that can bring us down, but it's at that time we need to look up and recall what Jesus had to say. In John chapter 14, the disciples are greatly troubled, and it's interesting to see where Jesus directs them to some amazing promises. Let's seek to apply these comforting words to our lives as we join Pastor Dave Rolfe today on The Balanced Word. We're uncovering the way, the truth, and the life today as Jesus prepares his disciples for what's ahead and how to do life.
You know, Jesus took the whole Old Testament, all the rules of the Old Testament, and he goes, let me summarize it for you. Love God and love people. There you go. That's what you need to know. And then he demonstrated that by a love for his father, a willingness to submit even to a torturous death because he was submitting to the father. And at the same time, he was kind to people who were attacking him. He washed the feet of Judas right before Judas betrayed him. So you get the feeling of, you know who Jesus is. Now he's just saying, I'm the truth. I am your basis for what philosophers call epistemology. Epistemology is, how do you know what's true and what isn't? You don't even know it by evidence. You don't know it by the credentials of the person who tells it to you. You don't know the truth by comparing it to what has been believed throughout church history. If you know Jesus, you know the truth that matters. And he says, you guys think you don't know the way, you know the way. You guys think you don't know the truth, you know the truth. Ultimately then, though, as he says, I'm the life. I am the one who creates your life. I am the one who gives you your identity. And let's look at some of the verses that he goes into on that. Well, beginning with verse 12, he said, most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. You'll do the stuff I do. And greater works than these, he will do because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Wow. So I go, who am I? He says, you're a guy who, because you know me, you have the power to make a difference. You have the opportunity to pray to my Father in my name. You can go to him even as I have gone to him. And the truth is, stuff's gonna happen in your life that will amaze people. You will see miracles happening. Now, you don't need to manufacture miracles. You don't need some fake evangelist that's like, oh, one of your legs is shorter than the other one, and you're like, no, it's not. See, I just fixed it. You don't need that kind of, you know, nonsense. I healed you from a disease you didn't even know you had. But if we are living our lives with Jesus, if we are praying in his name, stuff's happening. We may not even know everything that happens. But Jesus says, you want a personal identity? How about that you, as someone who has given your life to Jesus Christ, you have the privilege of using his name and changing the world and having things happen that wouldn't have happened otherwise. Now you might go, well, wait, how does that fit with God's sovereignty? I don't know. It's just Jesus. I mean, talk to him about it if you have a hard time with this. He says, stuff's going to happen because you pray because of the life that I am giving you, I am going to make you significant. I am going to use you in crucial ways, in all sorts of different ways, because that's who you are now. Down in verse 19, he says, a little while longer and the world will see me no more, but you will see me because I live, you will live also. You're going to have a life because I'm the life. At that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it's he who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. In other words, you want to know who you are. You want to know who your identity is. You are someone who Jesus loves. John knew this. And so whenever John in his gospel refers to himself, instead of saying, I'll never forget when I did this, he always refers to himself as the disciple who Jesus loved. Now, if you're feeling insignificant, if you're thinking, boy, I don't know if I've accomplished anything in life, you know, I would say, well, are you praying and changing the world through your prayers? Secondly, are you somebody who understands that God loves you? You actually know God more than you think you do, and he is someone who you love, who you are in a relationship with. It's really amazing when you think about it. Talk about a meaning in life to understand that I am in a relationship with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's just incredible. Now, in verse 25, he says, these things I've spoken to you while being present with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Whoa, I don't have to just remember what he said. The Holy Spirit is inside of me, which makes me incredibly special, incredibly blessed, incredibly lucky. And he will draw me to the words that Jesus says because we have that relationship. That's something that we share together. I'm participating. When we get to John 17, Jesus' high priestly prayer in a few weeks, one of the most amazing things that Jesus prays for his disciples and for all of us, is that the way that the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit are related, that we would participate in that divine fellowship. Wow. And if Jesus prayed it, it must have happened. We are connected in an amazing way. Now, what could be a more amazing life than to be someone who is picked out by God, who God is working in a special way? He is, by his Spirit, living in you. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And God is speaking to you, and he's showing you the truth. He's making a difference in your life. When you pray, things will happen. You are someone who he has a completely special reason for why you are here. That's who you are. That is your identity. And to me, that's just amazing. You know, that here we are, the disciples are thinking, who's going to lead us now? And he goes, oh, man. I'm going to lead you in ways you never imagined because I am the way. So if you listen to what I tell you, do what I tell you to do, the Holy Spirit ministering inside of you to draw out the significance of my words, you know, then you know the way. And you probably already know the way more than you think you do. If you will just admit it, if you just go, okay, God, what should I do? What comes into your mind? Now, again, sometimes I'm wrong. Sometimes I say, okay, God, what do you want me to do? And for some reason, my own prejudice gets in the way, or voices that I've heard from other people, or my anxiety about pleasing others or whatever might get in the way. But the truth is, at the core of all of it, you know the way because the Holy Spirit's inside of you. What do you believe? What's truth? According to Jesus, people who follow him and do what he says, the Holy Spirit is inside of them and showing them, like a great baloney meter, just letting them know, whoa, this is wrong, or wow, this is right. Resonating with us, speaking to us, we can trust that. Now, again, you might go, well, that's kind of scary, because sometimes I hear people who think God told them stuff, and it's totally not God. I've certainly seen that, too. I sometimes tell people that whenever somebody comes up and says, God told me to tell you this, I'm pretty much like, yeah, okay. God didn't tell them, I try to be nice about it. If God and I have a close relationship, and when he wants to tell me something, he usually tells me. He doesn't usually tell somebody who just got out of the hospital, you know, what he wants to tell me, no offense. But it's like, do I trust that? Here's the thing. We need to learn to walk by faith. So I would rather have you do something stupid that you think God wants you to do than to have you not do something that you think God wants you to do, because then you're setting this precedent of saying, you know, I'm not going to do what I feel like is really the truth. Now, yeah, you're going to mess up, you're going to stumble, but God has a way of covering for us when we innocently do something because we thought it was him and it really wasn't him, compared to getting to the point where I just don't do anything that I think God's telling me to do because I don't trust him to do it. He says, I'm the truth, my Holy Spirit is in you. Why don't you learn to trust me? Why won't you learn to let me not only lead you but inform you? And then ultimately, what's the meaning of life? We all can kind of go, I wonder if I'm doing what I'm here to do. I wonder if my life is something that even matters. There are people all the time who struggle with, do I have any significance at all? Jesus says, look, I am the life. And because I died for you, because my spirit lives in you, I'm going to do amazing things in your life. And it starts with, just do what I say. Just if you feel that I'm telling you to do something, do it. And then allow my spirit to lead you. And ultimately, as you live life, pray. You see something that you'd like to see happen, pray about it. And you'll begin to learn that, you know, certainly certain prayers are answered, others aren't. That teaches us the kind of things that we ought to pray for. That leads us into becoming more effective as prayers. But ask. You know, it's not like, if you want things to be different, you go and tell people that they ought to be different. You go fix other people's mess. Hey, anybody can do that. Like, I could, you know, come to you, talk to you for 5 minutes and say, okay, you want some life coaching? Obviously, quit doing this and this and this and start doing this and this and this. But God doesn't want people to lead you. He wants his spirit to lead you. And so if you are committed to doing what he tells you to do and believing what he tells you is right, then what happens is you find out there's amazing power to that. There's also amazing freedom to that because you are a prayer warrior. You are someone that God says you are so special. I expect you to do bigger deals than I've even done. You are in a position to do things that even Jesus wasn't able to do. You know, he didn't have social media. You could use social media and touch thousands of people. There are so many things that we can do that he couldn't do. And he goes, listen, if you are my child, you are incredibly valuable to me. And wherever you are right now, that's where I put you. You are here like, you know, the characters in that movie, the Blues Brothers. You're on a mission from God. You really are. You're special. Now, I know, you know, there are always people who go, you know, I'm on a mission from God, and he has called me to be this or that or the other thing. Now, don't go tell people what your mission is. Just start to do it. And your best mission ever is the mission of prayer, because worlds are changed when God's people, James says, there are things that you don't have because you haven't asked. Because you didn't pray, this didn't happen. What an amazing life we get to lead when we are living with God inside of us, with Jesus as our Savior, with God the Father as being someone who we are in relationship with. He's the way. He is our leader. He's the truth. He is our teacher. He's the life. He's our life coach. And Jesus just goes, I got this. You will be fine. You're going to be okay. Now, there might be people listening right now or people here in our auditorium where you've never really given your life to Jesus. You kind of believe that he might, you know, but when it comes to just going, I am all in with Jesus, Maybe you haven't done that. And maybe part of it is you're not sure that you're going to like whatever he does in your life. Or you just decide, I don't think I believe this stuff about Jesus. Okay. So who is your leader? Because don't convince yourself that you are leading yourself. You are following somebody. Maybe your leader is a nagging mom who made you think that you always have to please her and do what she wants you to do. Maybe your leader is a ruthless boss. Maybe your leader is peer pressure of the people around you. Maybe your boss is, and your leader is society and how they will judge you. Or I'm telling you, following Jesus is way better than that. And you choose. Do you want to follow what you're following now, or do you want to follow Jesus? If you get to know Jesus, you'll be like, whoa, I definitely want to follow him. What's your standard for truth? Who do you believe? When they say something, you're like, oh, that's it. Is it a theologian? Is it a theological system? Is it a preacher on the radio? Is it, you know, a book that you like, or a musician that you respect, or Oprah, or who is it that's ultimately the one that you go, okay, this person likes it, so therefore I'm in. Maybe it's somebody really godly and good. Maybe it's your pastor. Maybe it's your parent or someone like that. No one deserves to be the truth to you except God the Holy Spirit living inside of you. And anything else that you're using for truth is going to turn into lies ultimately. And then what are you doing with your life? What do you want to do with your life? Do you want to know that your life matters? When Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life to you, the Holy Spirit's working in you, the Father's listening to your prayers, you can make a difference, you can see amazing things happen on a daily basis, and you can do what you do in your life and still be a part of greater things than anything that he did. Because that's what he promises us. He tells us, if you follow me, I will lead you, I will teach you, and your life is going to be more amazing than you could ever imagine. So if you've never trusted in Jesus, I strongly suggest that you rethink your life choices. Don't do it because I tell you. Listen to what Jesus says. In fact, if you're like, I don't know if I just want to listen to him and follow him, go through a Bible and just read everything he says. Get to know who Jesus is. I've never known anybody who reads enough of Jesus and then they go, I don't like him. Everybody, even people who like hate Christianity, they love Jesus. They're like, I have no problems, like Gandhi said. I love Jesus, I just don't like his followers. So get past his followers and look at him and then say, can you find a better leader, teacher, and a life coach than Jesus himself? Because the truth is, he wants to be there. And you'll just know. You will have such a peace that passes understanding. He promises that he will give peace to the person who understands what your life really means to him. And so if you've never done that, after the service, there'll be people up here in the front who would love to pray with you. Just come on down and pray and give him a chance. You're not going to have to sign a contract. If it turns out you follow Jesus for a few months and it's like, nah, I don't see any benefit in this at all. Nobody's going to force you to believe in him. You're free. You accept him freely. And if you don't like it, if you taste and see and you're like, nah, this isn't good, because you saw who Jesus is and what he says and you're like, I can't go with that. Okay, what have you lost? But what if you just continue to live your life thinking somehow that you're going to figure this out, that you're going to find just the right book, just the right TV show, just the right movie, just the right musician, that's like, oh, now my life is coming into place. Or worse yet, you think that you're going to find the right relationship and that's going to do it. You get into a relationship with somebody and you think they are becoming your life, you will squeeze the life out of them. You will absolutely suffocate each other, because no person can be what Jesus is designed to be for all of us. But if you've never put your trust in him, please come down after the service and just give him a chance and give your life to him and see what happens. All of a sudden, I can tell you, there's stuff you'll just know. Nobody's going to have to tell you. Nobody's going to be, okay, now here's the rules that you need to follow. You come down here and give your life to Jesus, and they're not going to tell you to stop doing anything or to start doing something. It's like, the good thing is, you've invited him into your life. The Holy Spirit is in there. You'll be amazed at the stuff you know. Sometimes I have found that brand new Christians seem like they have more insight than people who have been Christians for a long time. Because so often we complicate things. We like start out just like, all I know is I love Jesus. And then we start going, yeah, but you need to know this and this and find that and argue this. And we end up, you know, just destroying the beauty of that relationship. Now, you might think, I don't know, man, following Jesus seems really narrow-minded. People say that a lot. No, actually, it is. The way to eternal life is through a narrow door. But when you come to him, it just opens up wide. Not a ton of rules, you have to be this, you have to impress this person, or you need to be like that person. Nothing could be more freeing than to just know, I am right with God, and now, as Augustine said, love God and do anything you please. As long as you're truly doing his word, as long as you're truly asking him, as long as you're in his presence and considering what he has to say, it is the most liberating and creative and invigorating way to ever live your life. And that's why Jesus says, it's going to give you peace. You're going to finally know you're okay because you are accepted by God. And if he wants to tell you something, he'll tell you. You don't need to listen to everybody else. And so, if you haven't done that, do it. For some of us, let's just be honest, our lives have become complicated. It's hard for us to even connect with the idea that Jesus is our leader, he is our teacher, he is our life coach. We have so many other influences that are affecting us, so much baggage from our past, so much stuff in the present, so much anxiety about the future. Let's just keep it simple. It's just about Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He's the only way to God. And when you know him, you know so much more than you think you do. Just trust that knowledge.
You're listening to The Balanced Word with Pastor Dave Rolfe. As we go through the Gospel of John together, there may come a time when you'd like to hear a message again. You can do so rather easily at thebalancedword.com or call and request a CD copy at 949-362-7475. By the way, we're making this complete series in John available to you on a thumb drive for a donation of $10 or more. Go through this powerful gospel from start to finish with Pastor Dave. Again, call 949-362-7475 and we can help you with that. Please remember, it's your support that allows us to bring the teaching of God's Word to the radio every day. Thank you for standing with us. Again, we can be reached at 949-362-7475. Or you can make a donation and resource request online at thebalancedword.com. We'd like to invite you to visit us at Pacific Hills Calvary Chapel in Aliso Viejo. Pastor Dave Rolfe teaches most weekends, and you can hear him teach the Word Sunday morning at 8, 9:45, and 11:30. He always enjoys meeting his listeners, so please say hi after the service. Visit ccpacifichills.org for more information. Check out Pastor Dave's one-minute messages, a great way to start the day. You can listen to them at thebalancedword.com or watch them on Instagram or Facebook by following CC Pacific Hills. Before we go, let's look to the Lord in prayer.
Lord, thank you for these amazing promises from your word. Thank you that Jesus, as you were preparing your disciples for doing what they thought was going out on their own, you taught them they'll never be on their own. You will be with them forever. Your Holy Spirit will be living inside of them. And you will lead them and teach them and show them who they really are, what their life really is, what it's all about. Please do that for us today. And God, for people who've kind of never really seen it this simple and have never really made the decision to just receive Jesus and follow him, God, help them to know that they can do it. It's real. Everything complicated in their life can become greatly simplified when it's all about you. So draw them by your Spirit. Help them to know they were born for this. This is what will ultimately help them to discover life. Please draw them, give them the courage to come down and pray to see what will happen. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Next time on The Balanced Word, we'll point out the importance of abiding in Christ and sticking with Him. Without Him, we can do nothing. This program is listener-supported and brought to you by Pacific Hills Calvary Chapel.
Wake up, my soul. Wake up.